everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen are just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life, and I'm thrilled to be bringing today's guest in. Angela Arena is the founder of Kind Lab out of Beverly, Massachusetts. A stressful job and many sleepless nights led to Angela's discovery of cannabis and its many benefits. Angela founded Kind Lab to empower women to say yes to putting their wellness first with a line of CBD-rich, hemp-infused products to help them feel healthy, calm, energetic, balanced, and beautiful as they move through life. You know that I am a huge fan of CBDs, and I can't wait to share my experience with what Angela is doing. But for now, I'm so excited to be bringing her in to share her work. So, Angela, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you. I'm so thrilled to be here.
It's exciting to have you, and I would love for you to take us on your journey that had led you to create Kind Lab.
Sure. So I worked in corporate America for a long time, and I kind of discovered while working there that I had the head for corporate America but not the heart. So I switched gears and started working more in startup-type environments, and I joined a company, and things were going fine, and then they weren't going fine anymore. And it just kind of continued. The stress just mounted. For some reason, I was just in this funny headspace where I was just taking the success of the company very personally. Just the number one rule of being an entrepreneur is try not to take it personally. And the stress was really, really getting to me. And I do have an unfortunate, habit per se of when I do get really stressed out, I get insomnia. But this was the worst bout I had ever been in. And it had been weeks since I had gotten any amount of decent sleep, like more than just really a nap at night. And I was at the point where I was useless at home. I was useless at work. And I was just so stressed all the time. And I tried everything. I tried, the bottle of wine, the pint of Ben and Jerry's, which doesn't work, just for future reference. And my husband was like, will you just please try marijuana? And I was like, no, it's, at the time Massachusetts had a medical program, but it was federally illegal. And, if the government says it's illegal, it must be a big problem, et cetera. The same, reason why the cannabis has such a stigma. But I finally tried a little hit out the window, and I couldn't believe I went to sleep, fell right asleep, woke up in the morning to my alarm, and my husband was literally cheering for me. He's like, yay, you slept. And I just couldn't believe how well it worked. I thought, there's just no way. It's got to be a coincidence. Next night, same thing. Woke up feeling refreshed, got through my day, and started to become alive again. You don't realize how much sleep just slowly chips away at your wellness and your, mental health and the whole thing. And I couldn't believe, if I had gone to the doctor, which I was really avoiding doing because I didn't want to sound like I was complaining. I knew they'd put me on Ambien or something like that. And I didn't want to go down that route. So I was just kind of sucking it up for so long. And I couldn't figure out, why is nobody talking about cannabis? Why is nobody talking about the fact that this works really well? And it's, it's from nature. And this could be so useful to so many people. And that, starting to do some of that research and really understand, why it is illegal and the history behind it is kind of really what got me launched into this space and very passionate about helping to destigmatize cannabis so other women could access it and really enjoy the wellness benefits from it.
It's amazing the stigma behind it. My aunt had cancer and would not use CBD, although every single person, as they were sitting there getting their chemo, just talked about it, but she would not use it because it came from marijuana. And people just don't get that the CBD, there are so many medicinal benefits on so many levels. And I want you to talk about them because people need to know this. We need to be breaking these myths.
Yep, I agree. in the, even up to like the 1940s, cannabis was in the U.S. pharmacopoeia. It's been used safely by humans for like just centuries and centuries. They found it in ancient Egyptian tombs for both medicine and ritual. You know, cannabis has kind of evolved along with humans. And it wasn't until kind of, you know, the early 1900s where, you know, a series of events led to people deciding to demonize cannabis and demonize marijuana. And it was coming up from Mexico and these, you know, kind of a lot of the themes we hear today, you know, immigrants taking your jobs and the whole thing. And, you know, you can't make people illegal, but you can make a thing illegal and associate that with a person and therefore demonize that person. So, I mean, it was very heavily used and it was very heavily, you know, people lauded it as, you know, the only good treatment for migraines, the only good treatment for epilepsy and that type of thing. I mean, you see news articles and obviously, like I said, in the U.S. pharmacopoeia. And once it got shut down and especially, you know, around the time of President Nixon and the war on drugs and everything that happened there, you know, I remember Mr. T and Nancy Reagan telling me to say no to drugs and the whole thing. And we've just been taught for long enough. And everything that's been pushed to us has not been the truth behind it, but has been this, you know, say no to drugs messaging. Drugs are bad. Marijuana is, you know, is the devil. And now it carries such a stigma that people just, it's hard for them to make that leap to say, like, no, this actually does have a lot of value to human, the human body. In fact, every animal with a spinal cord and a nervous system has inside them an endocannabinoid system. So that system is actually, it's like your nervous system or your endocrine system. It's a system in your body. It's designed to help maintain balance. So it wants to balance your body. It wants to maintain that balance, homeostasis, it's called. A good example of that is, you know, you're running. So you get hot. So your body sweats to cool it down, bring it back to baseline. You know, you have an injury, your body sends inflammation to that injury to resolve the injury resolved, inflammation goes away. So it's always looking to react, respond to internal and external forces and balance your body. So inside all of us, we all have cannabinoids, which are named after cannabis. It just happens to be that the cannabis plant contains phytocannabinoids. So we have these chemical compounds naturally occurring in our bodies. And when that system gets out of balance, we can supplement with cannabis. And because that system, you find the cannabinoid receptors in every major organ, they're all over your body. That's why cannabis has such far-reaching wellness impacts, because it is everywhere in your body. The only place that it isn't in your body is actually in the part of your brain that controls your involuntary functions, like your breathing, your respiratory system. Therefore, it is actually impossible to fatally overdose on cannabis, which is another reason why not only is it very beneficial, it has many, many health and wellness benefits, but it's also very safe. It's virtually non-toxic for humans. I mean, you can drown by drinking too much water. It's, you know, compared to that, it's a very safe, it's a very safe option for people. And our goal is just to make that much more accessible. So for people like me who are, have trouble sleeping, or they're under so much stress, or, you know, they have a lot of pain and tension in their bodies, that they have a natural solution to that, that they can try in addition to, or instead of potentially other options that are offered to them. And just to educate people on the truth behind cannabis so that they can unlearn what we've all been taught and start to see how cannabis fits into, you know, the wellness landscape and into their lives.
I love that, because the problems that you are solving are so, you know, many folds in there, breaking the myths, making people understand all of the health and wellness benefits of this. So what was it like creating your company? What was that whole process like for you?
So really, it's, you know, it gets down to necessity as the mother of invention. You know, for me, the marijuana was fantastic to help me sleep. So there are two, just briefly a little background, there are two primary cannabinoids in cannabis. There's THC and CBD. So marijuana and hemp are both in the cannabis family of plants. The difference between them is that marijuana has a very high level of THC. That's the cannabinoid that actually gives you that euphoric high. Hemp has almost none of it, but is very high in CBD, which has a lot of like anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety and other wellness benefits. So for me, I am very sensitive to THC, so I needed another solution. I needed something else to kind of help me manage my stress and help me get through my day without being overwhelmed by the THC. So I started doing a lot more research on hemp. At the time, hemp was not readily available at all. It was hard to even find hemp that was grown in the United States. So all the products that I have now didn't exist. So I injured my shoulder. So I, you know, took my hemp extract and made a little balm. And, you know, I created some drops in vegetable glycerin so it tasted a little bit better. So I would take it at night or put a little in my coffee. And I started, you know, telling people like, wow, you know, I'm glad you're feeling better. That, you know, that didn't take long. Or, hey, you know, good thing you don't seem as stressed out. And I started sharing my solutions with them as people were like, well, I have that problem too. Will that work for me? Then those, you know, friends and family started sharing it with their friends and family. And it got to the point where I was literally driving around all the time, just dropping off, you know, little products and batches that I'd made in pieces of Tupperware. And finally it occurred to me, you know, this could be a real company. I could actually, you know, do something with this and really like build a platform to really help people. So it kind of evolved a little bit naturally, but there was definitely that point where I was like, you know, I could really take this somewhere and I need to do it now so I can, you know, take that step and get going and make it something that it could be because, you know, the hemp and cannabis space has gotten really big and there's so many players. And for me, part of the impetus was to get into it because I am very bossy and I wanted to make sure that people were getting products that were really, really high quality. And it worried me that people were going to be getting it at gas stations or be getting some of these products from other brands that were just kind of in it to make a lot of money. And we wanted to make sure that whatever's on the label is really in the product and make sure it's organically grown and the whole thing. And, you know, for me, I was just, you know, it's kind of like when you give something to your children. I don't make none of the products, all the products that I make, I would give to my children, which is a much higher bar than I set even for myself. So I know when people come in, that they're getting good products. And again, that was another big reason to start is because I saw a lot of operators out there that didn't necessarily have the customer's best interest in mind. And I knew how much cannabis could do and what, if they had a bad experience, that it would be unfortunate because now this would be something that was, you know, kind of no longer accessible to them. So to make really high quality products and to get out there and really make a much bigger push to demonstrate how this can improve people's lives and wellness was really like a big driver behind me finally, you know, getting myself organized and really formalizing and launching Kind Lab as a company.
What else do we need to know about this industry? Because as you said, you know, there are companies out there that are just in it to make some money and then go. So what do we have to look out for?
So I always, the first thing I tell people is treat this like a multivitamin. You would not get multivitamin at a gas station. You wouldn't get it at a vape shop or something like that. You would get a multivitamin from a reputable company. You would get it from a specialized store, a natural food store, or something like that. So make sure with where you're buying it. If you're, you know, it's too overwhelming for you to do a ton of your homework, at least make sure who you're buying from like has done that homework on your behalf and can guide you in the right direction. So that's a big thing that, you know, some things to look out for when you do, you know, if you go into specifically looking for a company on your own and doing some of that research, you know, your best bet is to make sure that the company is the hemp that they're using is organically grown, that they are able to provide you with third-party testing so that you know what's on the label is actually in the products. And more than anything, look at those ingredients. If there are things in those ingredients list that, you know, you've never heard of, you can't pronounce, or, you know, just look funny to you, then, you know, that's a sign that that company is not fully committed to natural wellness and is, you know, it might be taking some shortcuts in a couple of places that, you know, don't benefit you directly. So always make sure that, you know, you read through the ingredients, you recognize them, you're working with an organic hemp, a company that sources organic hemp, and that you can see the test results so you really know that what's on the label and what you're buying is really what's in the bottle.
What problems are you trying to solve with your product line?
So like I, as you walk through, I mean, our product line is organized towards experiences. So for me, it was like once I got to the point where I was sleeping, I was like, okay, that's great. But now, you know, I would love a little bit of energy during the day, but also to feel less stressed. And also I'd love for my skin to be, you know, a little bit more glowing and get rid of some of that melasma that I picked up during my pregnancies. And so I just tried to think through, as a woman, how do I want to feel? How do I want to present myself to the world? And what is important to me? Like, what are the key things that, key experiences that I want to make sure are part of my life? And that's kind of how I got down to, you know, feeling healthy, calm, energetic, balanced, and beautiful. So my products, each of those correlates to a product line where I specialize in, you know, from a healthy perspective, you know, your pain relief, your people with more serious health conditions, like people who are going through treatment for cancer, you know, I have a product line for that. People who want to feel more calm during the day, have trouble winding down, you know, getting the hamster in their brain to stop running around, I have my Serenity line for that, you know, energetic for the people who during the day get so overwhelmed, they spend hours and hours just scrolling social media. This gives you like a little bit of a jump start of a brain, but just kind of keeps you calm and balanced. My Bliss line is 100% focused on women's health. That's another thing, is just women's health is something that I just saw such a big gap on, especially as, you know, I start to get into the age where I'm starting to think of premenopause. You know, there's just not a lot out there, and women are very uncomfortable talking about it. So as a woman, I wanted to create products that could help everyone from, you know, your teenager having horrible PMS, all the way up to, you know, postmenopausal women who, you know, now it's very uncomfortable for them to have sex, like offer products and the opportunity to talk to someone who is an expert to get relief from something that you maybe would be too embarrassed to ask your friends or certainly your doctor. And then, of course, Beautiful, which is our skincare line, just to help women, you know, people who have everything from, you know, eczema and psoriasis, dry patches, that kind of thing, just help them get confidence in themselves by just smoothing out and helping to make their just skin, the skin you're in, feel much better. So it's really lined up by those key experiences. And I think women find it helpful to kind of say, oh, okay, this is how I'd like to feel. Now here are the products that will work for me. And just to kind of give that little level of guidance so people know what to expect out of the products as well.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment here on Word of Mom Radio.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
From the beach to a ball game, from your office to a locker, StadiumBags.com has the clear bags for you. Don't let our name fool you. We are not just for sports fans. The great thing about our bags is, yes, they meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. More importantly, they have the quality, versatility, and style that will stand up to years of use. You can feel free to clean your bags with the solvents that are going to keep the germs away from your home and your personal belongings and still make safety and convenience coexist. So find us at StadiumBags.com. You'll see why we are your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Angela Arena about Kind Lab and her amazing line of CBD products. And I have to tell you, you know, they really are, you've got such a comprehensive line. You really do. It's amazing all of the different elements that have gone into creating the product line that you've created. And I have to say, you know, people that listen to the show, they know me. I'm going to always try something before I bring a product on the air. And you sent me your Serenity Chews with magnesium.
Yep.
And I have to say that I wound up, my daughter-in-law was at my house when I got them, and she can't sleep. She's a horrible, it's just been a lifelong issue. So when I got them, I was like, here, I took five. She was like, oh, these have magnesium. I hear that's really good for sleep, this and that. So I was like, here, I gave her five of them. I was like, give it a try, see how it works for you. She called me the next day. She slept for 6.5 hours straight. She's never slept more than, I think she said, 3 hours at a shot, and was like, maybe my magnesium level was low and now it's got it regulated. She's using them on a daily basis. She actually put in her order for her next thing of them and can't wait to send them to her father as a Christmas gift. That's his Christmas gift this year. And she is just, I have to tell you, completely raving about the product and the difference that it has made for her. So I wound up, I was like, here, that they worked so well for her. I was like, I can live with the pain on you. Here, you take these, because I know what it is to not be able to sleep at times in my life. And it doesn't happen to me often, but to live your life like that for years and years and years of never getting more than 2 or 3 hours of sleep, and then being up for hours and falling back to sleep. We were talking about it today. She said the difference that it has made, she's like, I've just never felt this good. She said, I can't even remember. So I have to tell you how much she loves your product. And I told her that
I
was going to have you on. Yeah, I told her I was going to be having you on the show. She was like, please tell her that I love these products. I've already ordered more, you know, and it's, nobody minds paying for something that's good, because let's face it, we spend our money all the time on things that don't work. And so when we talk about self-care, we talk about it on our show so often. It is not selfish. So for you, what does self-care look like, Angela?
And I totally agree with that. I think self-care is definitely not selfish. I mean, you hear so much about, you know, YOLO and live your best life and all that kind of thing. And people start to think, you know, is doing something for myself actually, you know, kind of frivolous or selfish. But as women, we do tend to be the caregivers, whether that is for a friend, a child, a parent, you know, a loved one. And it's so easy. It's just incredible the amount of women I think we're culturally trained to just put everyone else's needs in front of ours. And over time, you know, I've seen so many women, myself included, just let our own wellness erode. And sometimes it happens so slowly that you just don't even realize how unwell you're feeling until, like your daughter-in-law, until you finally feel better. And you're like, oh my gosh, like how have I been living and why for so long? And that's really what I'm trying to help women understand, is self-care is not selfish. You have to keep your cup full or you cannot fill other people's cups. So your number one priority always has to be your own health and wellness. Once you let yourself deteriorate, like as I had done with my stress and insomnia at that job before I discovered cannabis, I mean, I just drove myself into the ground. And when I finally started getting sleep, it was just so awakening for me that it just launched a whole different career. I mean, that's how life-changing it was for me. But women don't tend to prioritize their own wellness because they're too busy doing things for everybody else. And right now, I think people in general just don't realize during this pandemic how much stress that they've actually internalized and how much harder it is for women and for caregivers to, like, how much more stress they're under that they may not even realize, and how much more they have to worry about and how much more important it is for them to take time out of their day to take care of themselves and keep their cup full. So prioritizing your wellness, I think, is almost a radical way of making sure that you are putting yourself first, you are important enough, and your quality of life matters. And that's a big part of our messaging, is to help women understand that there is nothing selfish about self-care at all. If anything, it is, you know, the right thing to do, and the best thing you can do for yourself and for those that you love.
Right on. So I have to ask, what are the goals? What kind of future products do you have What is life going forward for you?
So going forward, I will be focusing on our e-commerce. We had a brick and mortar store. So much of my business has now moved online that we're actually going to close the store and really go in all in on e-commerce. So we're building up our e-commerce site. I'm really trying to replicate. What I loved about the store is that we had that high touch. People could come in and tell me like exactly like what their background was and what their problem is. And talking through it with people is really helpful because someone will come in and say they can't sleep. 3 or 4 questions later, they can't sleep because their leg cramps at night or something like that. You know, that they have back pain. So being able to kind of tease out all those issues and to be able to guide them in the right direction was for me a great reason to have the storefront. And for people to be able to introduce them to a lot of my brand, as well as a lot of other great brands, all the brands that I carry in the store, are either women or minority owned. And they all live up to the same very high values that Kind Lab does. So what I'm working on now is trying to, as customers come in and they say, oh, I'm really going to miss this or that about your store, how do I translate that into the digital world? How do I create a very high-touch experience online? I would hold a lot of events in my store about a variety of topics, everything from, you know, pelvic health to, you know, EFT tapping. How can I start to hold some online type of workshops and that kind of thing? So that's really what I've been focusing on. But my bigger goal is really to create a national level brand and to really be able to have a much broader reach of women that I can help instill that prioritization of their own self-care and natural wellness. And then just the understanding that, you know, you deserve to have that quality of life lifted. You deserve to be able to feel the healthy, calm, energetic, balanced, and beautiful, and let us help you. So long term, we'd love to be a national brand, and an even bigger goal there is also then to move into the marijuana space as well for people who either need to or want to start using marijuana products, to have a whole line of marijuana products that are really more wellness oriented versus, you know, other products that you can get in the market today. So that's what we'll be working on after we kind of get this store wrapped up and kind of go all in on our future self.
Talk to the person in our audience that wants to start a business but scared. What kind of advice do you want to share with her?
So I do talk to a lot of other women entrepreneurs. The most important thing is just to get started. And if starting seems too overwhelming to you, start breaking things up into small steps. If you want to start, you know, an architecture blog, start something on Instagram, put some things out there, start getting some feedback, you know, see how your followers build. If you want to be a consultant, join some networking groups, start talking to other people, you know, see who else does things that are similar to what you do and learn from them. So break things up into small steps. You don't have to do everything at once. You don't have to launch with a completely baked idea. No matter what, I mean, companies are always evolving. They are literally living things, and they're your baby. They slowly grow up, and you raise them that way. And so what you start with doesn't have to be what you end with. You just slowly start chipping away at those ideas. And like I said, if those ideas seem just so overwhelming and big, figure out a way to break them into smaller parts, but just start. Because more than anything, especially as a mom, there is never a good time. But, you know, a year from now, that time's going to, you know, the time's going to pass no matter what. So if you get started now, you're just that much closer to your dream company.
Who are the entrepreneurs that inspire you?
So that's an interesting question because I just came off of a very long round trip drive where I listened to Derek Sivers, who started a company called CD Baby, I think in the 90s. And he kind of pioneered e-commerce a little bit. And since then, he's kind of backed off, and he gives phenomenal advice to he has some great books on tape, which is what I was listening to. But he's a great entrepreneur to follow if it's, you know, just to kind of get ideas and to stimulate your brain. I know reading and that kind of thing can be hard. So for me, it's just hard for me to take the time. When I'm tired, I just, you know, at night I just want to go to sleep. So when I'm driving, I try to find those little times where I can just absorb information. I'm kind of like my own captive audience. And just to learn. And Derek Sivers has been, incredible person from a startup perspective. And then, of course, the other person I adore is Brené Brown, who talks a lot about, she calls herself a shame researcher. So I adore her as well. So for women entrepreneurs, those are two authors that are definitely worth looking into.
As we're wrapping up, what parting piece of advice would you like to share?
I think it would be mostly to reiterate, keep your cup full. You deserve to feel better. You deserve to have a very high quality of life. And when you do, like your daughter-in-law, you can have those life-changing moments where you just feel that much better. So please do put yourself first, put your wellness first. It's worth it.
Angela, please let everyone know how they can reach out to you.
Of course, you can find us online. KindLabCO.com is our website. We are also very active on Instagram. If you look us up on KindLab, you'll find us, as well as Facebook. And we are just getting motivated to get off the ground on Twitter as well. And then on Pinterest, we love to share ideas and recipes and that kind of thing. So we are everywhere on social. Just look us up. Our handle is pretty consistent, starting with @KindLab, and the website as well.
Awesome. I thank you so much for being here and sharing such great information, because if we can help you break those myths, I am right there, because we need to get all of this out of the closet and make people realize that there are so many better ways than taking all of this medication that is not tapping the natural things in your body. And
100%.
So I applaud you. I applaud you for what you are doing. I really do. My daughter-in-law, I told you, she was just like, tell her, thank you. I mean, it is to watch somebody's life get transformed like that is an amazing thing to see. It really is. And what a blessing to be able to share this, because it's firsthand knowledge of what these products can do and how fast it can happen. So please reach out to Angela. I implore you, reach out. These are fabulous products. So for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here with us. We are going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now. She is sure. She is-